And as a player in those days, did you have anything to do with the committee of the club?
The only time I did, it was when I was getting towards the end of my career, about 28, they asked me if I would play in the back row and captain the United. And sure, yeah, I thought, well, okay, there were some young wingers coming on. I knew I wasn't going to stay there forever. There was John Groves came in, there was Richard Mogg, Bob Clues, who were all very, very good wingers. So, yeah, I thought I'd go in captain United and play in the back row. And I think they had every intention of me perhaps being able to play in the back row, perhaps for Gloucester, when people like Peter Ford hung up his boots. But I couldn't play in the back row. I didn't know the game. I captained the team for a year, and that was enough. So I thought, yeah, I'll hang the boots up now, and that was it. Yeah.
So it was somebody from the committee who asked you to do that?
Yeah, they did. Oh, yeah. Who they asked that? Me to be captain. Mervyn Hughes, I think. Oh. Possibly Mervyn Hughes. He was chairman of selectors at the time. He asked me if I would. And yeah, I just wanted to go along with the club. Yeah, I had some good years with the club, and they looked after me in that respect. So yeah, I thought, yeah, I'll willingly do that. And I thought maybe I could play in the back row, and I'd have been quite useful. I'd have been quick off the back row, quick out the back, and same sort of figure as Peter Ford, really, tall, not a lot of meat. But yeah, it didn't work for me. No, I chased the ball rather than read the game. So that was it for me. Yeah.
So how was the team selected in those days?
There was a selection committee. Going back to the part I took is when I was captain in United, I did go into the committee on selection, saying that who had a good game and who should possibly play for the first, if they were looking for new players to go into the first 15. Yeah. So that's the only time I didn't do anything else apart from that. And when I stopped playing, I walked away from the club for many a years and didn't sort of follow rugby a terrible lot. But I did start to get interested after a while, after all the players who were playing in my day had stopped playing and it was a fresh lot. And when it became professional, I suppose, I'm an avid fan. Yeah, I am. I enjoy going to watch the rugby. It's terrific. Yeah. Yeah.
Going back to the committee, I guess the president at that time was Tom Voice.
I don't think so.
Had he perhaps moved on by that? Did you ever meet Tom Voice?
No, I didn't. So I don't think he was there. President would it have been Dr. Alcock?
Still Dr. Alcock.
Oh, it's still Dr. Alcock. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Alcock, yeah.
Did you meet Dr. Alcock?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Can you tell us about him?
He was a nice old boy. He was when I was young. He was getting on a little bit, I never had Terry. I had a lot to do with him, really. I luckily kept injury free for quite a number of years. The worst injury I had was a twisted ankle, which he looked at and sent me to hospital for an X-ray. But that's the only. I didn't have a lot to do with him. No, but
And Mervyn Hughes. Did you know Mervyn Hughes?
Yeah, right? Mervyn was a. He was a good chap. Mervyn was. He was a true committee man. He was. It did a lot for Gloucester rugby. Yeah, I didn't have a terrible lot to do with him, but I know in the he was there in the background. Yeah, I think it was him who helped me off the pitch when I did twist my ankle. I turned my ankle, and it was him and someone else come to carry me off or help me off, and I was quite surprised at that. The president of the club coming down to help me off the pitch. So, nice guy. Yeah.
And how about the Hudsons, Arthur and Gordon?
I didn't see Arthur play. Right. Gordon, I saw play. As I said early on, yes, he was an animal. Good rugby player, strong. That's as I remember. As I remember Gordon Hudson. Yeah. Yeah, as was with Digger Morris, they were hard rugby players. Yeah,